Sounds True presents Evening Energy Meditation with medical intuitive and New York Times best-selling author of Sacred Contracts and Anatomy of the Spirit, Carolyn Mace.
As we prepare to enter sleep, as we prepare to release our spirits into nocturnal energies of transcendence, which is exactly what happens, it's important to learn to do that consciously. What does that mean? It means that prior to sleep, we review how we used our energy that day, how we invested our spirit, what we learned, the investments we shouldn't have made, the investments we're glad we made. How do we feel about ourselves and our life now that we prepare to go to sleep? Should we ask for guidance as we sleep? And do we prepare ourselves to receive that guidance? Yes. So now take a deep breath, because we're going into the preparation to enter the night. Focus your attention on your seventh chakra, the crown area. Focus your attention on that part of you that is connected to divine guidance at its clearest point. Focus your attention on your seventh chakra, the crown of your head, the place where your energy connects most directly to spiritual guidance. Each morning you receive guidance for the day, like a roadmap that directs you into a pattern of how you should interact with those you meet, who you should meet. A pattern that connects you to synchronistic events that you didn't see coming, of events that perhaps have upset you, of events that still control your energy. Are you losing power over these? Or did you receive a surprise today? A wonderful dynamic that came into your life that you didn't see coming. How do you want to interpret that? Wonderful things, a million things happened to you today. 1,000 words crossed through your mind. You heard millions of sounds. You saw countless colors today and endless patterns of life itself. All of these new energy patterns are in you now. They weren't this morning, but they are now. And each one contains some droplet of energy that represents the divine. There is a divine reason for every single experience we have in our lives. This is the truth that resonates in this part of our body, and as we prepare to enter sleep, we must return to this truth. This is part of our practice to remind ourselves that as we begin to enter into all of the chakras below this that take us into the actual physical moments of our lives, regardless of how stressful they are, we need to remind ourselves of this greater truth that all is for divine design, for our learning, for our blessing, and that we need to be appreciative and aware of all of the beautiful things that have happened today, as well as all of the things that happened that have caused us to perhaps lose our energy. And if so, we need to know where we've lost that, how much, and we need to do something about it before we go to sleep. Focus your attention now on your sixth chakra, your mind, your center of perception, your center of attitudes, of beliefs. Review this part of your life. Ask yourself, did I invest my energy today in any negative attitudes? If so, take a moment to identify them. If you lost energy today, call it back. Take a deep breath and call it back. Focus on the reason you lost energy Take a deep breath and call it back. Did you invest it in a negative attitude? Take a deep breath and call it back. Release it. Remind yourself, I don't need that attitude. This is the place of judgments. We make judgments with our mind because we think we know better. Oftentimes we put ourselves in the position that we know what's best for everything, and the judgments begin to pour out of us. And they come from this part of our body, our sixth chakra. Take a moment, take a very deep breath, and review the judgments you made that day. Review them. How many people did we judge? Include in this review the judgments you made about your own life. Did you tell yourself that something is a disaster in your life? Did you decide that something horrible happened to you, even though it may not have been? Evaluate your own attitude about your life. Do you tend to review your life with a sense of its emptiness rather than its fullness? Shift your attention to the positive. What positive attitudes did you invest your energy into today? Take a moment to look clearly into the attitudes you tell yourself all the time. Do you give yourself a positive boost when you need it? Do you tell yourself and remind yourself of all that is true? Do you tell yourself, all things work out for the best? I may not know why this is happening to me, but I believe, and I choose to believe, it's for a kind and good reason. Do you practice the discipline of returning to the belief that you know is truth, that all things happen for a beautiful and divine reason? And before you leave your sixth chakra, repeat the prayer. I release the desire to know why things happen as they do. And I release my need to have expectations. And now move your attention with a deep breath down to your fifth chakra, your center of will, your center of choices. This is a time to review the choices you've made today. Wise choices and unwise choices. Did you make choices that enhanced your life today, that work on your behalf? If so, bless those choices. Take a deep breath and put more of your energy into them. Ask God to fill the right choices with divine reasoning, with divine grace. Choose to release those choices into the will of God. Did you use your power of will and your power of choice to bless anyone today? Did you use that power to bless your own life today? Take a moment before you enter sleep to bless all you did today and all the people you were with today. Choose blessing. Choose the power of blessing. Take a moment now to review the choices that have drained your energy today. Did you speak harshly to someone? Did you make choices that harmed another person? If so, review those choices. And then call your spirit back. Call your spirit back and say, I disempower those choices. I will not send my spirit into that choice to create harm to another person. I choose to return my spirit and release those choices. Did you speak with honesty and integrity today? If not, call your spirit back. From that which you said that does not reflect the integrity of your soul. Before leaving the center, take a deep breath and direct your will toward blessing the whole of your own life and all the people who are in your life. Say the prayer, I release my will to yours. I release my will to divine guidance. Trusting that the events that unfold through the night that create tomorrow will only be in your best interest. And as you prepare to leave the fifth chakra, leave it with the prayer that I will myself to have no fear. To have no fear of the night and no fear of the morning. And then move your attention with a very deep breath to the fourth chakra, the center of your emotion, the center of your heart. Sense whether or not you are content as you are about to go to sleep. Sense the emotional balance in you. Review all of your emotions. Are you angry? If so, why? Who has made you angry, and what are the reasons? Do you feel hurt about something? What is that something? Focus your attention on that. Release it. You don't want to take that feeling into the precious night with you. Did you hurt someone today? Is someone's heart in pain because of something you did? If so, send a blessing to that person. Send a blessing before you go to sleep. Move into the energies of love, of appreciation of other people, of love of this life. Feel those energies, and then walk through your entire day with the image that you are leaving those energies at every place during this day that you have walked. Take a deep breath and do that, like rose petals. Leaving rose petals every single place you walk today. At doorways, image yourself leaving rose petals every single place you walked, every single place you talked, putting rose petals on the desks of people you work with, on the street that you walk down. Imagine leaving rose petals everywhere. And now you're leaving rose petals everywhere you can think before you enter the night. Concentrate now on attitudes and feelings about love, on your need to be loved, on people you love dearly. And ask your spirit to become strong enough through the night to enter only into loving thoughts. As the sun rises in the morning and you return to your body. Because when you return to your body, you want your spirit to be stronger than it is right now. Just that little bit of strength makes an incredible difference in how you will live your life tomorrow. The most challenging task is this one now. Forgiveness. How have you done with forgiveness today? Think about those you need to forgive and place them in front of you. Seat them in front of you. And one at a time, walk in front of them and say, "This is what I need to forgive you for." With every one of them, do this exercise. "This is what I need to forgive you for. I'm working to forgive you for this and for that." Take a moment to do this with each one. Now return to the beginning and look at that first person and give them a basket of rose petals and say, "We need to work on forgiveness together. I'll meet you tonight. I'll see you on the energy level. Meet me there." And move to the second person with a basket of rose petals and tell them, "I need to meet you too tonight. Meet me on the energy level. I'll see you there." And now to the third person. And to the fourth. And now to events. Events you need to release that have hurt you. And leave rose petals there. And say, "I want to learn from you now. I want to be at peace with you. Talk to me in my dream state. I'm open to you in my dream state." And now as you prepare to enter the night, say the prayer, "I want to know more about love. Teach me more about love as I sleep." Teach me more about how to love myself as I sleep. And teach me how to love life more as I sleep. And now take a deep breath and move your attention down to your third chakra, a stronger chakra. You can feel this chakra. This is your ego. This is your center of self. This is your center of that power that makes you connect to the physical sense of your life. And as you enter into the review, ask yourself as you prepare to sleep, "How do I feel about myself right now? This is my ego. This is my persona. This is who I am in this life. How do I feel about myself this evening as I prepare to go to sleep?" Take Did I take care of myself today? Did I feed myself well? Did I exercise? Did I maintain the attitudes and belief patterns that best suit my physical body? And now take a deep breath. It's time to review the health of your body. Feel your body. Stretch your body out because you want to feel the entire strength of your physical body. Do you feel weak? Ask yourself if there's weakness in your body. If so, where? And identify, am I losing power to something? If so, what? Feel the health of your internal system. Do your lungs feel strong? Are you breathing well? Does your back hurt? Are you stressful? Now focus your attention. What is causing that stress? Feel it. Do you feel financial pressure? Is something frightening you? Feel it. Feel how much power it's taking from your body. Take a moment and feel that. Focus in on your cerebral area. You feel tension in your head. Are your jaws tight? Do you feel tightness in your muscles? Relax them. You don't want to enter the sleep state, having left such a tense body behind. Relax your muscles. Tighten and then relax with a breath. Tighten and then relax with a deep breath. Take that moment now to do that. Relax your physical body. And as you relax that part, think about tomorrow and bless tomorrow. Think about the present moment. Review your sense of honor. Review your sense of integrity. Did you live up to your honor code today? Did it bring you strength? Did it protect you? Or do you need to review it in your mind to live it better tomorrow? Remind yourself now of your honor code. Take a moment to focus on the action of criticism. Were you critical today? Were you criticized today? Did you compliment someone today? Did you help to make someone feel good about themselves today? Do you feel good about yourself right now? As you prepare to go into the night, release the prayer. Give me guidance on who I am in this life. Give me guidance on what my task is in this life. Give me guidance on why I'm with the people I am and how to best serve that role. Give me guidance on my divine role with myself. And finally, simply give me guidance. Take a deep breath and move your attention to your second chakra. This is your center of fear. This is your center of nervousness and anxiety. This is that part of you that goes to bed each night, having warehoused all of the stress and fear and anger that you carry with you because of the day's events. We want to clear that out of our system before we enter the night. And so we review. Take a look within yourself at your own aggression level. Do you have any negativity you're carrying within yourself that was generated today in relationships? With your finances, with your job, with anything you're trying to create. Did anyone frighten you today? Was your fear of survival activated today? Feel these fears, go into them. This is where your fear of change lives. And ask yourself, are you afraid of change? Does that scare you? If so, why? Why are you so afraid of change? Release the blockages to change. Release your fear of change with a prayer of trust. I step out of your way, say to heaven. Move into my life, change what you need, because I am here for service. I trust the changes. I may fear the changes, but I trust the changes. And now focus your attention on the light side. This is the center power point of your body where you've shared with people that you love and that you enjoy. Bless them. Bless them now for having been there for you this day of your life. Take a moment to celebrate your own creativity today. The ideas you may have brought forth unto the earth this day that were never here before. Bless your own creativity, because no one's brought through the same gifts unto the earth that you have today that could only have come through you. You don't see these gifts because you don't realize how the touching of a hand or the smile on your face or the kind word to someone can be a gift large enough to save their life in that moment. Remind yourself that at least 10 gifts to the earth come through you each day, and bless those gifts. And remind yourself that it's true of everyone else in your life. We are channels for gifts. And so bless that part of yourself and say, I can handle 30 gifts. Let them come through me. I can handle that. Pour gifts through me. I can handle that. I can be that way. I can be a gift giver. I offer myself as a gift giver. And better than that, let me never see the gifts I give on your behalf. Make them invisible. I don't want to see them. Just let them come through me. And with that, take a deep breath. And move into the first chakra. Your connection to your own life. You're back into the center of your own life. You're back into your earth. You're back into your connection to Gaia, to nature forces. Feel yourself return to that deep bed of warm earth. Feel that. Feel yourself lay down on very deep, soft, clean, warm earth. The fragrance of the earth begins to fill your senses now. You can feel it. You can smell it. It goes right into your cell tissue. It goes right into your neck. It goes right down your spine. You can feel it. You can feel it penetrating right down your legs, right into your feet. You can feel that feeling. Nestle your neck into it. You want to loosen that part of your body and allow your head to drop so softly so that you feel like nothing needs to hold your head anymore. It's floating. Your head is floating. Your body's floating. You're placing your body in a position to leave it. You want it resting securely on the earth because you're beginning to prepare for flight. You're not going to be in your body through the night, and you want to make sure it's safe. So you move your attention into the earth and you feel yourself saying to Gaia, "Watch my body, because I'm going to leave it now." Before you do, you take with you the requests you have for the night. "I need guidance," you say, "on the following matters in your life." Now fill in those blanks. "I travel to heaven this evening because I need guidance on these issues." And now list them. And finally, as you prepare to leave for the night, ask for blessing on yourself. Ask that you may learn to continually live your life in this reality and sense of a blessing, that you are of divine energy, even though you may not be able to feel it right now or to sense it, even though in this moment these are nothing but words to you. Pray that they become more than that, that the notion of being of divine energy becomes something so real that it's the only power you know to be genuine. And now take a deep breath and imagine your spirit beginning to lift like light over this dense material of your physical body. Feel yourself. You're unhooking. You're lifting. You're lifting gradually. You can feel your energy beginning to move through your head. Your arms are lifting. You can feel it. You can feel your energy gently moving past. And now you're halfway through your body. You're halfway through your legs. You're halfway through your solar plexus. And now you're gently out of your body. You can feel it. You can feel yourself lightly, lightly standing over your body, looking at it. It's sleeping now, and you're free to go. And so you allow yourself to drift. You're drifting now. You're drifting through the trees into the fresh night air. You're drifting. You can feel it. You're drifting softly as a soft cloud. You just move sweetly on warm air. And you're drifting into the wonderful light of the moon. And you're as high as the moon, and you're drifting. And then you drift past the moon, and you let your consciousness go to sleep now. You don't need it anymore. You don't need it anymore. It's done its job. And you take a deep breath. and you let it go. You shut down your mind and you release your spirit with a blessing. Go on your way. I'll see you in the morning.